July 10th, Board of Equalization meeting at 9 o'clock, Board of Commissioners meeting at 3.
Okay, let's call the Board of Equalization to order, and we'll stand and say the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
Brian's still on vacation?
I have no idea. I haven't talked to him. Anybody heard Brian?
Yeah, he's gone. Colorado. Some training. Two-day training session, Monday, Tuesday. So, yes, I did.
Okay. Well, let's move on. A current copy of the open meeting act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review of all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
Bob?
Here.
I'll make a motion to excuse Brian from today's meeting.
I'll second.
Will you call roll, please, on the excuse?
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, 8 a.m. protest hearings. The A is the board to review property valuation protests by considering all paperwork relating to the protests and the findings and the recommendations of the referee. And may the order of recommendations by the referees or any other order and judgment of the Board of Equalization required by the filing of the referee. So here we go. 80 some of them, I think, today?
I think I counted 84 today.
We added some.
112.
Sorry. We got
it.
We're rocking through them.
This will be more than, we'll be more than halfway done.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Is it okay if I start?
Yep. Yeah, just let's just, yeah, go with it.
Okay, number 8 is the first one on the docket, I believe. And this is Marty and Amy Slaughter in 151 Rotunda Way. Don't believe they could sell their house for it.
Okay, what's the dollar amounts? Where are we at here with the dollar amounts?
$415,345 is proposed. They believe it's worth $367,500. I think any house in Rotunda that's...
I'm trying to see, so... Okay.
Yeah, so there's the two numbers. So left there is the proposed number, and then right is their request.
Okay. Next.
Next.
I mean, I've been in that house, and yeah.
We told him to come in and apply for Homestead, and I never did. Because she said he's a bad, and I guess he has...
Yeah, I think.
But they didn't come in.
I told them as well.
And so. Sam told them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that house is worth $500,000 all day long. Period.
Agreed.
Yeah.
It would sell for that. It's not worth it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it is what it is.
Did Tinkers ever sell theirs?
Yep,
they were asking.
Pending.
What was
it? It's down to 459.
Who's?
450.
Tinkers.
They're just double four down the street.
Well, she's just scrambling, just to try to get rid of it, too. I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But pending at 450?
459.9.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there Slaughter's more than, or more house than theirs?
Yeah. To me, it is.
Yeah. It's, I mean,
this brick.
Three car, 2,300 square feet. It's one of the larger houses
out there.
Yeah. It's,
yeah, the basement's finished. Everything's done. Yeah. Like I said, it's a nice home. And 415 is not out of line. If that's out of line, mine's out of line. And I don't think mine's out of line. So there we go.
Yours isn't high enough?
What's that?
Yours isn't high enough? Is that what you're saying?
That's about what mine's at right now. So, yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, mine's smaller. But anyways, let's go. What's next?
Okay, number 13. This is on 42.55 acres of land. The owner is claiming that he's had no improvements done on the property. The house needs some siding and update. No updates since 2001.
You have pictures of it?
Oh, yeah, there's...
He's got a bunch of garages.
But, yeah, there's... he provided several pictures of it. In looking at the pictures, most of the pictures were the driveway with the cracks in it, the garage there. We don't assess for...
Driveways.
Oh, it's asphalt, the driveway.
Yeah. So, siding, I mean...
That's where they patched in for the...
threw something together.
So, what was it at? Bless you. What was it at and where's it at?
Right now, it's at 315,990. He was asking for 270,350 on it.
He's got like 3 sets of garage.
I think that's like a 4-car garage at least right there.
Yeah, he's got an attached like one or two, that one, and then down below is like a 3-room.
Yes, there's two buildings down below there. Christy also did a rural review in 2020, we've got an equalization.
There's 30 pages here.
Satisfied there. Like I say, we didn't do anything with the regards to the condition of the driveways, and I did speak to him on the phone on the June 14th. Our recommendation is to no change the value at 315,990.
Yes, I mean, that's a lot of land for 61,000.
Yes,
5 acres, mine is around 70 or 75.
He hays it out.
Because a lot of that's farmable, isn't it?
They do hay. Scott Nelson rents it.
Okay.
Are we continuing on?
Sure.
Okay, so right here we got the protest value 130.
We have it at 130.
Yes. He's asking for 125,35. On this one, this is another property that he's renting out. He claims again damage to the floor and interior doors. There's holes in them. Apparently, the previous tenants did some damage to the property there, and he hasn't either had the funds or the desire to repair them yet.
It's in Homer.
Yes.
Okay. Residential house. Little ranch house with 2-car garage.
It's a rental property there. So,
is there a page that shows last year's value, this year's value, and?
Yeah. So go down, Sheree.
Go down.
To my page, right there.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Go back up. Yeah. Sorry. So what it was, 130 was a little bit lower. This year's 130,200. I left it alone.
Okay.
So 22 is the first value, 23 is the second, and then my opinion is.
If it's all the same to everybody, that page does me more good than...
Well, that's what Sheree and I were just talking before we walked in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know what it was, where it's at now.
And what then,
okay, yep, that shows it.
That's
And his is just based on condition they're asking for?
Yeah, he said he couldn't get in, the guy was sleeping. He rented out. Yeah. I'm sure he can sleep in 24 hours a day. You're the landlord. Yeah. You can get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, no-brainer. No brainer.
Recommendation is no change on that property. And again, I did speak to him on June 14th about this property. Okay, number 19.
What's the change
property? Current value is $46,450. They're asking for $38,815. They stated that they've made no improvements or changes to the property. Christy has reviewed the records there, and they appear to be equalized. The owner just didn't provide any information that would justify a change in the value. Recommendation is no change at
$46,450. Okay.
Okay, number 24. This is let's see, 23.93 acres of land. The current value, $255,810. She is asking for $222,710. She says the land increased $11,100, the building increased by $21,990, total increase of $33,100. She states no changes and increases are not justified.
Where's this at?
Right on the corner when you turn into Attica. They rent that rental lab right on the corner.
Okay.
The White House.
Where Jimmy Monk lives, I think.
Yep.
And this goes with a farm ground across the highway, too. It includes that.
Okay. I see that. It's on the market.
It's one place.
That includes that piece of property, too, huh?
Yep. That's why the ag land went up.
So we made an adjustment on the depreciation to the garage and the barn. We put the depreciation of the garage at 50% and the barn at 90%. I think we've got some pictures of those improvements. Christy also did a land review that increased the land value.
So that's the house right there?
That's the house.
Need some insulation in the attic. See, it was all melted except.
All right. So, recommendation to reduce the value from $255,810 to $237,790 as a result of those depreciations and the slight increase in the land value.
Okay. 25 is West 15th.
25 West 15th Street. Values at $92,675 there. He is asking for $71,375. Has made no changes or renovations to the house or the land. Recent photos of the improvements show a newer siding and windows and roof with no permits.
Yeah, there's the house.
There's the home.
Nice little house.
That's a nice house there, yeah.
Hey, Marty, you probably should leave that door open and maybe shut the other one.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's tons of sales for this house.
Yes, there is.
I think all day.
Christy?
Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah. This one's yeah.
All day long.
So, our recommendation would be no change in value at $92,675.
I think we're okay with that.
Yeah.
30 is on South Fork.
Okay.
Muffs? Yes.
Stephen Connie,
so the present value is $358,160, and they're asking for $258,520. This is their townhouse, and
tracks to the golf course.
It does back to the golf course.
Very nice.
Very nice property there.
Should be more than what. Than what you guys have it at.
Yeah.
Realistically.
That's a brick house, even.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, next. That's why even waste our time.
So no change.
Rick had no change.
Yeah,
Rick
has, yeah.
Yeah. 358-160. Okay, number 31. The present value is $747. This is a very nice home, very nice property there.
Three name is Christie's page. Should I go past you?
Yeah.
Where's this at?
Under Elgin.
Oh, it's Stout's house down there.
Yeah, where they used to rent out those buildings.
Yeah, yeah. That was Mylan's house way back in the day. Yeah. So let's see. It was.
I spoke on the phone to Helen on June 21st. She stated that the land value is okay in her opinion there, but the total value she don't think she could sell it for over $500,000. And stated that the outbuildings are older and faded.
That's a, you know what that is right there? And good for them, and I'm happy for them. That's a dream property right there.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
I mean, it really is. I mean, how much land do they have?
15 acres.
15.9
that's,
acres. Very, very nice.
That's a beautiful, it's a beautiful home. Yeah.
We did do an adjustment on the depreciation of the buildings.
Oh, it's in the building.
Yeah.
Did it get missed like on a previous round? Because it seems like that jump is pretty
It was commercial, so it was being valued a little bit different. So
okay.
We changed it back to residential.
Okay.
And her buildings were kind of high. I mean, I know they're nice, but they were kind of high.
Yeah,
the commercial was because she was renting them?
Yeah, because it was a rental.
So that jumped up, it jumped up about $150,000?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we made a significant change in the depreciation of the buildings. It went from $104,960 to $61,035. And when you crunch the numbers on that there, we recommend a reduction in value to $703,525.
I think that's
change in the
It's a lot of land, a lot of buildings, a lot of home. Yeah. It's okay. Like you said, it's a beautiful piece of property.
It's very nice. Okay, number 35. Almost 1.5 acres of land. Owner stated no change to the house or the buildings. Value has gone up $77,300 since 2020. Christie's looked at the records there. We had a fireplace identified on this property there. The owner stated it does not exist. So we made a change to that to remove the fireplace from the records. That changed the value from $289,835 to $285,835. So our recommendation is for the value of $285,835 on that property.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
let's go with that. Let's go with it.
Okay.
Yeah,
very good.
Okay, number 40. I like whenever there's buildings on a property and you get to the page, everybody's like, ooh.
Everybody loves a building.
Everybody loves buildings.
Definitely adds a lot of value.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is Kurt Erickson here. Dakota City, Elm Street is a two-story house, a couple of lots. He bought it a few years ago. It was remodeled. That's the house. And he's got a detached garage off to the left there. After talking to him and reviewing Christie's recommendation, this was remodeled about 4 or 5 years ago, and the condition was at a very good, which is, you know, a very high condition. We reduced that condition to good plus, and that does reduce the value. So the proposed value was the $253,000. I'm not sure if there's a typo here, because Christie has $200,060 and I have $202,900. I'm not sure what the difference is there. I'll have to look it up for you, but we are reducing it. I'm not sure if there was any other changes made to it in the era, but condition was the major factor.
And that's something that you'll get back to us on or get back to Sheree.
Yeah, let's see, number 41.
Just to make sure that.
Are we going to look at that one yet today before we are?
No, we'll do. Should we do that one again?
Before
we make
Yeah, we could.
Do we have, I just want to go when we make our motion, I just don't want this to be something totally different.
Then we're not making a motion till the last day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, till the last day, so number 41.
We can bring that one back up.
Okay, so number 41.
If we take a break, we could look at it later on, if we, you know, if everybody gets tired of.
How can you get tired of this?
I was gonna say, give me a break.
I'm out, what are you, crazy?
Christmas.
Okay, so we'll, just a little discrepancy on the dollar amount, a couple thousand, so we'll go back to that one, when you guys, number 41 is what that is.
Got it.
Right. Okay, number 43, 817 East 29th Street. Frederick was in to visit with me on this property there. He stated that all four sides of the foundation of his house have been sinking, and there is foundation problems. He has I'll back that up. He has a total estimated repair cost of $61,000 to repair the foundation to his walls and the garage walls as well. He has completed three sides, the two sides and the rear of his home, and the front is yet to be done here. He spent, I think it was $34,000, yeah, already on there, and like I say, the front is still needing to be repaired. So.
Okay, so with that said, go back to that one page back there real quick.
This one?
Yep, so.
This was a neighborhood that hadn't been reviewed either for a while, so Sam reviewed it.
Yeah, across from the schools down, or.
Down by Lance's.
Or not Harney, whatever that is, yeah, Lance's.
29.
So it was the $239,200, and you're taking it to $339,200, you're taking it to $323,945?
Yes, we changed the condition to a 2.5 instead of a 3, and with that calculation there, it changed the valuation from $339,200 to $323,000.
So going into this here real quick, and I don't mean to interrupt, but going into this, it was $207,755.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty good hike, but it's a realistic hike.
It needed to be done.
This is where it's at.
This neighborhood was extremely low. This was maybe the worst neighborhood ratio to value, maybe in the entire county.
Okay. Just that one block?
I'd say.
Couple.
From G Street down?
Either side of, G Street to the east and either side of the school.
Okay, all right.
Nancy's house, Lance's house, this house.
It just happened to be in there.
Yeah, maybe more, and honestly, and you guys, I mean, you're looking at the house, I mean, that's three something.
We've had them sell where they have the plates on the walls for over two, so I mean, it makes a difference by the dozens.
No, I agree.
In that part of town, the gumbo is so bad, it's all those basements in that part of town are terrible.
Christie has flagged this property there for next year because the owner has stated that he intends to get the foundation of the front repaired this year. So we've got that flag for next year there, but our recommendation is to reduce the value to $323,945.
Okay. Yeah, 207, that's, Jesus, that is low for that area.
Yeah.
Okay.
They should have been sending everybody Christmas cookies. Because they're like, thank you so much for not putting my value at market.
Okay, number 44, where's this at?
Okay.
From 113 to 119 to 117, really?
Yeah, this is a La Mesa Way. The value right now is $119,970, and he is asking for $113,565. And I spoke to him by phone June 28th on this property there. He claims that the interior is dated. He did send some photos for the, he didn't say anything about the kitchen or the bathrooms or anything like that. He did state that the basement is unfinished, and that's how the records show.
Okay.
What's the change?
I think I did lower him a little bit.
117,805 from 119,970?
We lowered him just a little bit to 117,850. That's our recommendation.
Yeah, we raised his quality. Was it
180 or 805?
You know, and I've said this several times in my days of, on the Board of Equalization, but 113 to 119, and then what?
We adjusted him a little bit. We had.
I'm just saying, even without adjustment, what's the point?
It's would sell way more.
What's the point?
Well, and that's, we think that too.
I mean, but I know you do, and I know everybody has the right, and I know that they.
It doesn't save you that much. No.
It's more of an equalization.
I can't even be at dinner.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's our recommendation for that property.
Thomas Walsh, no address. Where's this one at?
Oh, this is farm ground. Doug Helvig did his thing on Friday. He no changed it. I mean, I have all my comps. Doug, I'm greased. He's seen them all. So he no changed it at 596.4. He left it alone.
Okay.
Okay.
Where's this at? Burning?
Burning Tree.
Burning Tree Circle.
Is it Burning?
Yeah, yeah. South Ridge. That cul-de-sac.
Okay.
The
value. So went to 191 to 271,140, and you kept it at 271,140.
Right.
He's saying the increase is too high. Chrissy's checked the records there. The quality and condition are both at threes. The value, you know, it appears to be equalized with the other similar properties there. Our recommendation would be no change. There was, what he did is, the only support he gave was that he gave a history of the assessed values from all the way back to 2004.
Is it off of Broadmoor? Right there.
On his? Yeah.
Yeah. It's off of Broadmoor, right? That's one of the cul-de-sacs.
You know where Keith Ferris used to live?
Yeah.
It's in that cul-de-sac. Okay.
So the comps support value and equalization. There, our recommendation is no change at 271,140.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of homes probably in Southridge that, I mean, you can buy for.
No.
I mean, I don't know. More, it's more than 271.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
All day long.
Agreed.
1408J.
This was ag. Doug did this one on Friday. He no changed it as well.
I didn't think there was no ag involved this time around.
Oh.
Is there a bunch?
Not that many that protested, but all ag went up. Yeah. 49 is also Carlotta Hall. Doug no changed here as well. And 50.
Already high enough.
Yeah. Already high.
We got a lot of that this year. Already high enough, no improvements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just went up last year.
Yeah.
Got a lot.
Yeah. And she did have 50 as well. She's at 70.
You know, and if you think about it, if things do crash, and I don't think they will here, okay, kind of like in, you know, the 08 era, you know, it's a lot of the bigger cities and et cetera. And, but if it does, I mean.
That'll be adjusted in the sales.
But, yeah, right.
The levies will skyrocket.
Right.
Right.
I mean, that's just
they're going to pay exactly the same.
Something has to give, regardless, one way or the other. But I'm just, I don't foresee it. But
okay, 51. This is Fifth Avenue, South Sioux. The owner, came in. Yeah, gave a manufactured house as support. I disagreed there. Basically, we recalculated the value at average condition. The new number is
244,915.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sam changed his. I didn't change mine. So I'll go either way.
Christie's a no change at 244,915. I said there was a slightly less in condition at 239,465. She did buy it a few years ago for. She gave a lot of customers. This one was tough.
Right here.
Yeah, she bought it for $189 in 2020.
She bought it at the right time.
She really did. She really did.
Okay, so you, what number is this one here? We'll bring
that's the, Sam's number. 51. I don't change it at 244.
Okay, but I'm just saying that the number so you guys can figure it out and bring it back to us so we can so we know okay. exactly what the number okay. is. I mean, if you both have two different slightly numbers, let's just get it right, right? Is that correct?
Personally, I think it's slightly better to have some disagreement otherwise than the conspiracy theorists of the world always believe that we just always agree and then...
Okay.
I mean,
so,
I don't...
Who has that 239, 465?
That's what I felt after I recounted in the CAM system.
Okay.
At a slightly lower condition. I felt like, would it really sell a lot more than that on the, you know, on Fifth Avenue? It's somewhere in there.
Well, okay, my recommendation then is, I'm just, nothing against you, Christy, but I'd rather go with Sam. Okay?
Fine.
Is that okay with everybody?
And I have no problem on any of the other ones if you go with, I mean, I...
Right, no, I get it, I get it, but let's, if we're gonna pick a dollar amount, let's just go with the 239.
Okay.
You're the expert here, right?
She's an expert too.
Well, yeah, I didn't say she wasn't an expert. I just said you're the expert here that we hired, so...
Yeah, I mean, I did talk to the...
We hired both of them.
Yeah, and he has more insight than I do on some of this.
Some of them, because they tell me stuff they don't tell her. That's really some of the trick here.
How was the overall? Did anybody come in prepared, Sam, with documentation and comps and things like that?
Well, something like that lady did there.
One or two. Some of it was, I mean, some of it's irrelevant, though. She brought a manufacturing house in for her.
One or two out of all of them had a legit case, and the rest are like, it's too high already.
I'd say we had a lot of condition issues that, like, there's no way Christy could have known about. Like, some people brought in stuff that, like, there's just no way.
A burned attic. How would I know your attic's burned?
There's no way she's ever going to.
I don't go in your attic.
And they didn't tell. They could have told her.
I mean,
they could
have told us.
They don't have to tell more.
I don't know how they're even living in it, but that's besides the point.
Okay, 54, David Larson, maybe my most favorite protest of the day. He does face the trailer courts, 3rd Avenue, South Sioux. He's missing siding on the front of his house. He has resided two sides of his ranch. He's got an attached garage and a detached garage.
What street is this on?
This
is 3rd Avenue.
Third?
Yep, 3rd. And he faces the trailer court.
Is that a pre-bound?
It's right...
No.
I think he cares about the garage.
Lots of complain about lots of trash and stuff. The drug bust that was behind his house, you know, all this stuff. I made a slight adjustment to condition due to it would be hard for him to get a loan with the front of the siding missing. He's got some insulation exposed and such, but.
Okay, 193,320.
I said 182,390. See, we're disagreeing here again, so we can. Maybe you guys can go with Christy on this. Up to you.
He's been working on this for years. That's what drives me nuts. I think you get a certain amount of years, and then
let's do the 193 because you know what, the siding, you know, have a little pride, I guess. 193,320.
He's been working on it for how long?
Is everybody okay with that?
6 years. Yeah,
I'm good with that.
I got a crack in my driveway. We need to come out and take a look at it.
Okay.
It's been there 21 years.
The rest of your neighbors protested too. I don't know if you realize. I don't think they've contacted you, but we
know. No, nobody's contacted me.
Oh.
No?
They just think I'm the more guy.
That's all right. The assessor's a man anyway, so it's fine with me too.
Okay. 2045 M Avenue. 2.48 acres of land. The current value is $302,295. He was asking for $177,660. He says no improvements since 2016. There's peeling paint, cracked siding. Roads are very bad in the area there. Obviously, we do not... look at the roads. That is not our department, obviously. peeling paint, in my opinion, is cosmetic there. I mean, he's got vinyl siding on a good chunk there, but he said he did provide some pictures of some of the
Siding.
I would take it.
Yeah. Most of his pictures were of the roads and the clogged culverts.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
He did get promised a couple of years ago to get those cleaned out too, which never happened. But that has nothing to do with the value of the property.
Yeah. We have a list going of the worst roads in the county too that everyone tells us that are the worst roads. So.
Depend upon the day.
But Christy had five comps there.
What's that picture of?
The culvert is buried.
That's a buried culvert.
They're all completely buried. It's a mess.
He claimed it was clogged too, so.
It is, completely.
Okay. You know, with all the, you know, the siding and everything, in my opinion, is you know, normal wear and tear. So
I like that.
Normal wear and tear.
It's a recommendation.
It's a nice building, too, and it's all lined with tin and everything. It's nice.
So we're going to go to 302-295.
Yes, sir. No change in the value. 302-295.
Labor. Dell.
Mr. Dell.
You know what? I don't know if anybody cares for that guy. I love the guy. I think he's a super. I'd love to sit and talk to him. He's just, for as old as he is and he stomps around, I don't know how he's still living.
I don't
know. I mean, seriously. God bless him, but wow.
Okay, just on a quarter acre of land.
That's his corner lot there?
Yes. Yeah, right by the junkyard there.
Yeah.
He says everything is bad, condition is poor.
Oh, that's the house right there?
Yeah. I mean, in the 3 years, we went out in 2020. In the 3 years since we took pictures, I cannot believe how bad it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really gone downhill in 3 years. But he still rents it out.
He saved it in 5 years.
Yeah. It is rental property. He gets $450 a month. That includes the water.
And it shows that he gets $450 a month.
Put some money in it and get $1,250.
Oh. Well, he says he can't sell it because the sewer is on the other property. That's what he keeps telling me, the realtor told me.
Okay, so it went from 31.4 to 72.515, and you guys adjusted to 53.
Right. We made a depreciation adjustment of 250%.
Because it was already low. I mean, it's in a 2020. I can't go any lower with anybody living there.
The type
of people that he gets in there, the cops are there all the time. They haven't been there for a while.
People live there.
And he could get an easement for the
sewer.
What's his name? Lived in it way back in the day. He was the truck. Flash. Remember Flash?
Yeah,
he lived in there for...
Walton.
Okay.
Recommendation with the change in appreciation brings it to 53,870.
Okay.
That's our recommendation on that.
Then we got Basso at 1014 Ithaca Way.
Yeah, Ithaca. Everybody on Ithaca protested as well this year. It seems like we haven't been out there in a while. We haven't raised them in a while. Honestly,
132 to 176, and you guys kept it at 176, 790.
No change. It's a kind of a fair quality ranch house with a nice building.
They all have buildings out there.
Yeah. It's a big metal Morton building, no change.
Yeah, I would have to say that, again, that probably hasn't been adjusted for some time out there. I mean, 176 to me, right? Yeah.
$7,000 for a building, you know, value of the building.
That's
a concrete.
That's the building.
I want one of them.
Okay. 67 Raynor, 1846 G Avenue there, 1.57 acres, value 186,890. He is asking for 162,635. He says the building and the house are deteriorating, and he is unable to repair them. We took a look at the quality there. That remained the same at 2. We looked at the condition there and thought it was warranted to change that from a 3 to a 2.5.
I think at 175, you're still sitting pretty good.
Yes. Our recommendation is to change the value to 175 to 350.
Okay.
What do you think, Bob?
I think I think he'd get it all day. $175,000.
Yeah.
He provided a bunch of pictures there, and you know, again, you know, either cosmetic or normal wear and tear. No significant views of the pictures.
We're going to skip Cotton's Flats for now, Sheree, until after the board meeting.
Okay.
We'll do that one the next time.
So we're skipping.
Yes, skip 68, 69, and 70. And you'll understand why later.
Are you talking another day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So we're going to go to 71 now?
Yep. Or 72.
72?
I got 71.
Oh, see, I've got 71. Okay,
Missouri View Lane, South Sioux City, branch built in 2018, large increase. You know, no change. It would sell for 304. I didn't appraise along the house nearby. It's good.
You guys want to see the house?
One thing about that place down there, I remember when I was living on 18th Street. Back in the 90s when they started that, and it just got the whole street just got a little hit and miss. Don't you agree?
Agree.
I mean, from one house to the next, it's like, you know, there's no uniform whatsoever to the whole.
There's a manufactured house
right
on the corner.
Right.
There's a bunch of the row houses on the one side. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very.
When Hobie started it, and then when he kept going, now it's more uniform. But you're right.
Down around the corner, maybe it's more uniform, or maybe some of the off streets. But that main drag is yes. Like, yeah. I drove it a time or so ago, and I was just like, God damn.
And there's also a Habitat for Humanity house, and a permit for a one across the street.
Really?
Yes. So it is a hodgepodge.
Okay.
72. Zamora, 3820 Redbird Lane.
What house is this one here? When you want to scroll down the picture, so went to 279.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord. Yeah, very, very nice looking home from the outside.
That's the one on the corner, right? Yeah, Heinemann built that house, I think. Rick Heinemann. Yeah. Yeah, it's the corner house.
We got four or five scales on the right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the big axe thing is not a factor anymore.
Nope.
Values 279,825. He was asking for 237,990. Did not provide any information there. Christy has all kinds of comps there to
support value. 280 is low.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
280 is low.
So our recommendation is no change at 279,825.
Okay. Value is not consistent with surrounding area.
That's what he says.
This is Dale's house?
Dale, yeah.
Oh, I love that guy. So he went from
3.29 acres. 409,695 is the value right now.
Nice.
And 323,445 is what he was asking for.
What was it before he bought it?
Oh,
150.
Yeah,
it was,
wasn't much.
It was a totally different house.
Then. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you this story or not. Maybe some of you heard this, but when he was here doing this protest, I was out there and I was talking to him. He's like, you know, I went up $80,000. It's a pretty nice home, Dale. And he says, yeah, only thing I've done is, yeah, Melissa's done some outside, you know, flowers. He said, hell, I'll go out there and put my backhoe and dig those flowers up. I said, I think you just better stick with the $80,000. Otherwise, it's going to cost you a divorce. It's going to be a lot more expensive. Yeah, maybe you're probably right.
You can sell for way more than that.
Yeah.
The location.
Yeah.
Yes. The building he lived in while he was redoing the house.
So it can't be that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's he comparing to across the street?
He thinks what we're comparing to. Correct me if I'm wrong, Rotundra.
He thinks that's
what we're comparing his house to. And realistically,
it could fit in there.
I would rather have his house, his location, than any house in Rotundra.
Yeah, I mean, that can fit in there for house-wise, but yeah.
I mean, it is a good comparison.
Yeah.
It really is. But at the same time, he's sitting in a way better area all by himself there.
Right.
Yeah. Paved road, don't have to worry about the dirt.
Yeah, he's...
So our recommendation is no change at the 409-695.
Should be more than that. Make sure we got to let him know.
Number 74 is Lindy Rich on Lake Uwanta Drive. We got a couple of sales out there. Large increase. The valuation is unfair, she believes. 219, it would sell all day long. Yeah. We got to sell two doors down, and I think it's 275. So I didn't see anything.
That's Daryl. This is Daryl. So this is the Siouxland Tennis Association. We're going to Turk hearing on Friday for them. He no changed it. They just say they should be exempt because they're city property. Can't help you.
But
and they're nonprofit.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
They don't apply for anything.
We've been through this before.
Exactly. And so we're going to Turk on Friday. Yeah. We have a Turk hearing. So.
Okay.
What's the value on it?
1.7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
178937.
They own the building?
No.
The city owns the building?
And they lease it for a dollar and that's fair market.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure.
Okay.
And they have in their lease, the problem is in their lease that the city was smart and put in there, you are responsible for any taxes or anything that's due. So
what would the taxes be on something like that?
At $1 million?
Or 1.7. I mean, that would have to be...
$20,000.
I think mine are like 12 and I'm like at 600.
And what's funny is they're putting a $1.4 million addition on.
$1.4 million.
There's an active permit right now for it.
And they said, well, that has nothing to do with it. Okay, fine. I'm not going to argue with you.
So the Turk will determine then if it's once and for all.
We'll take guidance from them. The state won't give us any. We've crowded the state.
Exempt or not, or
because the city owns it.
Mm-hmm.
They lease it for a dollar.
Yep.
And run it as a business.
But it's nonprofit. So if I can't afford to play, I can come play. Yeah. Okay.
Nonprofit.
They're a 501(c).
Dang, that's kind of complicated.
And if you listen on the radio, you know they have the big give in Sioux City. They're part of it. You can donate to them. I'm like, really? But they charge the schools to use it. They charge for tournaments. They charge for practices. I don't get it.
Maybe they should try the church angle.
They can't apply for it, though. They don't own it.
Oh.
So they figure just because they're city property, all the city properties are exempt. And they don't realize all the city properties are exempt.
Yeah, no. And, like you said, the city outsmarted them, if you will.
Yeah, they did.
They just didn't see it.
They wrote it in good.
Chess and checkers.
Okay, what's this one here?
Okay.
This is our buddy.
Yeah, it's Rose.
He yells at us every year.
539 Highway 35, 7.41 acres land. He's claiming that there's the rear porch and an outbuilding had been removed. I think they've been removed for quite a while.
But he got the wrong sketch off the website. We had the right sketch. He just got the wrong one off the website.
Highway 35, where's that at on Highway 35?
Right where that girl was killed.
Okay, yeah.
Right there. So he took off an awning above his door. He took off some stuff and never replaced the siding. So the insurance company dropped him. He blames that on us. I didn't know that was my fault.
That is.
Everything's your fault.
And he has a second floor, and he rolls out insulation on the floor.
Yeah.
Well, that whole baseball ball, right?
Right, so he only basically lives on the first floor, but I mean, the second floor appears to be
there
functional. There's the insulation on the floor of the second floor.
We can go.
You could just throw a mattress on that or a blanket on that.
Might be a little itchy.
go up, Cherie, there, please. Right there.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, down. Right there. There's the slab of the building. That
so we did take
removed.
One building off.
Yeah. So we did that.
I think it fell in.
So that outbuilding has been removed. The barn, we changed the depreciation on it to 81% and the house to 50.5% for physical depreciation and 35% for a functional depreciation.
So obviously there wasn't much left on the building because that's all it looked like.
So with the calculations after all those depreciation changes there, we recommend a value of $90,000.
$10,000 to change up, okay.
Not
so
even.
Just, yeah.
$100, not even $100.
Just, yeah, very, very small change value.
Okay, 77 is in Emerson, 411 Maple Street, Richard McCabe. It's a rental property that he owns. It's near his house. He flat out told me this year, you know, we've been really hard on asking the investors to tell us their rents. He said he's renting it for $1,000 a month, this little bungalow right there.
Good for him.
He bought it for $42,000 a couple of years ago.
I can't imagine that.
Does that factor into it?
Absolutely. I mean, the income produced from a property is a direct indicator of value.
Okay.
So, yeah, the thing is, I mean, if he's making $1,000 a month, I'm surprised he argued the value of $68,000.
You buy something for $50 and rent it for $1,000. Is that a pretty good deal?
The rule of thumb is 10%. If you give $150,000 for a house, you got to rent it for $1,500. So this guy is
banking,
way over.
I mean,
over.
Yeah, he's doing okay.
He's doing really good. I was like, wow. And it's in Emerson.
And it's Emerson.
Wow.
So we were all like, wow, is rent that high? I mean, new rents are high. I mean, maybe in South Sioux, I could see that, but. 68, 025, no change.
No change. Do they have to tell you what they're renting it for?
They don't, but if they hide it, that usually means that it's renting for $1,000.
If they say, I can't remember.
I don't know. We get by.
78, okay, this is his personal residence. That's next door. It's like,
right there.
Personal residence. Yeah, this one's 411 Maple. I think the other one was 511. So anyway, this is a personal residence. It's in Emerson again. It's a nice split level house, and he's got a garage and a detached garage. Yeah,
that's nice.
Nice.
There was nothing quite like it in the sales, but he was superior to everything in the sales in town. No change, $199,860.
He's our planning and zoning guy, isn't he?
He works for the city, I know that.
I think he's our planning and zoning, but yeah. Okay.
79, the Rasmussens. This is 5.69 acres of land there. The value right now is $239,545. They were asking $207,130. And I spoke to them on July 5th over the phone. They were claiming that there's a damage to the roof due to a hailstorm. There's other cosmetic type of changes there. Did not provide any other information there.
What street is this on?
Weigel Creek Road. So
they wanted 207, went from 138, wanted 207, and they're 239.
Right. Quality and condition looked good there.
It's
a nice house there. Recommend no change at 239,545.
The biggest problem with everything is a lot of these people aren't into houses, so they don't go buy houses, you know, and that's what we're fueled by is sales. And that's the problem, though. People don't realize what things are really doing, I think.
How to value property.
Exactly.
Okay.
Is this a Doug
Helvig? Yep. What do we got next here? What number is this one, Sherry?
80. Oh, this is Doug Helvig. We did... I think we adjusted the building. Yeah, I did adjust the percent depreciation on the Quonset and the wire. Nobody uses wire for crib, so I did depreciate that a little more. But I left the land alone, and Doug said, yeah, that's what he would have done.
519 to 562 to 550.
550, yep.
Where's this house at?
There's no house on it. It's just got some buildings on it.
Oh, okay.
It's ag.
Number 90 is Robin Bobier.
Bobier.
Sunset Drive. She felt like, you know, she's Scott's best friend, I think.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. That didn't go over well. All right. Sorry. So zero improvements. Yeah.
Show the house.
Yeah, it's a nice house.
I got a nice garage.
We saved some of our paper, Sheree, so the ones up above with all the pictures are hers.
Yeah.
So these right here?
That's
the
house.
Okay.
We decided to save some paper.
1,700 okay. square foot ranch, two-car garage, and then a big other garage. 330, 835, no change. A lot of people are upset about the road out there, though, because that one, it's a private road, and it is, you guys all pay someone to clear it and to rock it and all that. But that was, that's,
I don't know, I don't pay anybody. I just do it myself and remove the snow myself online. But everybody, yeah, they are private roads, mm-hmm. and everybody owns in the middle of the road, and they do got to pay somebody to rock it and to do snow removal. But I went through that from the very get-go, my first 5 years, and I was like, you know, I'll just do it myself. A little simple. But, yeah.
It was 330.
I know, but it was 2-something.
Yeah.
That's what I think the problem here was that this neighborhood, most of the homes had not been increased.
Kind of like Ithaca. Yeah. It was our rural res, and we hadn't been out there.
Oh, I know. I've seen what mine went up to. I know.
Just be thankful for all the years you weren't taxed.
It's a roller coaster. It's a roller coaster. Well, what argument do I have in my neighbor's house is a little bit older and smaller, and it's just a little over 425? You know,
sold for that.
My neighbor's house. Yeah. I wouldn't argue, anyways. I'm just glad that I could
afford to be there, and you could afford your payment.
Well, for now, I can.
A lot of people were mad about that neighbor that bought it for $425. Everybody brought that up that came in.
Did they?
Every single person.
It's like nobody forced him.
There's always that house in the neighborhood, though.
Exactly.
But this is the thing. It's the world we're living in. It's like Choice has said. I mean, it's real simple. I mean, you get a 2,000 square foot house, you know, ranch with a big garage on the side of it, you know, it's going to bring 400 plus.
Three or four years ago, the house at Rotunda that Robinette sold, or Odell, mm-hmm. sold for $405, and that was the one that kind of tipped the apple cart. Now everything is 50, 60, 70, 80,000 more now.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, when they bought that house, the house had just sold for the four something. They bought it the same week that I moved into my house. Okay, when I got my bill, and they paid $189 for it back in 2002. They paid $189 for it. Yeah. So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, that's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know. So, but anyways, yeah, Robin. Yeah, she needs to be. Yeah, 330 still to me is a little low, but.
Yeah, with an extra garage.
Yeah.
Okay, 91, the Downs on Regency Court. They said that they have lived in the home for 35 years, still original kitchen and bathrooms. Valuation went up about 35%. Value right now is $383,950. They were asking for $343,950. They did replace the roof in 2017 as a result of hailstorm, and they did do a little bit of replacement of a part of a garage slab, or I'm sorry, a driveway slab. But the interior is dated, and he stated that he could not sell it for what the value is if. He put it on the market because of the interior condition of it there. So we looked at condition there. We did a change in there from 3.0 to 2.5 due to the interior there. And with that, the recommendation would change from 383,950 to 368,280.
Did we see the interior? No.
No, he did not provide any pictures or anything like that there.
Looks like somebody spilled a little whiteout on the page here.
It's better than that old stuff that used to had to dry.
Hey, the kitchen might have came back by now if it was 35 years ago. It might be back.
Being compliance is sure.
Yeah. And the bathrooms there with colored fixtures there.
Yeah, nice. There. So 268, 280 is where you're at.
That's our recommendation.
All right, yes.
Number 95 is on 511 East 31st Street, South Sioux City. It's a split-level house, 1961.
So 132, 175, and I got 166.
Yep, 166. Just a slight reduction in condition there.
Okay.
And there were some pictures.
Yeah, he did provide pictures. The siding is, needs paint, needs scraping and paint. But
we're painting it! Figure it out!
Yeah.
It's like a nice little home.
Okay, this one.
I mean, how can you have the nerve to say, oh, it needs painted or I have a crack to it?
I know.
I mean, how do you have, I mean, come on. Well,
and they spend time coming in here. I'm like, you could be scraping your house right now. I've never said that. This one might be the largest increase I've ever written for the board here on a residential property. This house is a duplex in South Sioux City. It was incorrectly valued at $174,000. Okay? That's the... Unfortunately for the owner, he protested that number. So it's a duplex in South Sioux City on 39th Street.
174?
It was
protested that number.
Two-story and it wasn't calculating right. So we fixed it.
He felt that house was not worth $174,000. And unfortunately for him...
We wouldn't have caught it.
No. Well, we would have caught it.
Somebody used it as a comp.
Oh.
Yeah. Somebody used it.
39th Street. Yeah, I know exactly where that's at. Meyer built them originally, didn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Yep.
That's a nice little place.
It did get by. If he would have just not said anything, he would have actually flew under the radar. Unfortunately, though, he decided to protest, which then I got to look at it. Christy got to look at it.
And we corrected it.
Literally, only part of his value was calculating.
So there's no max that could go up at one time? They want to put that in play.
They've run that through the legislature several times. But the problem there is then you're violating equalization. You know, you're violating market value. Because if it's at 100% of market value and you can only go up 3%, which was the last iteration of that idea.
Yeah.
I mean, what if I totally remodel my house and I'm 100 grand and now I'm worth 250, but I can only go up 3%, so now I'm at 103. I mean, you know, and then I'm at, you know what I mean? You'll never catch up. It'll never catch up. The duplex is worth $354,345. I'm recommending the raise, and I concur with Christy on this one. That is equalized, and we do have a duplex sale of Mr. Muff. He sold a duplex, and it is the best comp available for...
And this guy owns that one, too.
And he bought it, and he knows what it's worth. Yeah.
Well, and what'd that sell for?
That was... 280, or 380, I'm sorry,
380.
Yeah. And then, I mean, he bought this one for 223 in 2015. And I'm like, you protested $175,000?
He protested everything he owns. Every single property he owns, he protests.
He bought in 2015 for 233. Sorry.
Yeah.
You can't even be sorry, can you?
Well, we were kind of glad he protested.
Because
he helped us out.
Yeah, he did equalize the neighborhood.
Yes.
Keep that one in mind there, because of the one later on there will affect your recommendation on this property as well.
This is the same owner. This is
this is the son, isn't it? No, this is him.
Same
his
owner.
Son's blonde.
Yeah. Yeah. East 15th Street, South Sioux City. There are so many sales. Christy had to stop printing. There were so many sales for this one. 178, 185, no change. It's a ranch, two-car garage, all day, every day.
And that's how much?
178, 185.
And if you have it on the market, it'd bring 225.
Holy crap.
Probably. We had sales.
And every year he puts the same thing, water damage, windows leak. And he never brings pictures and nothing. And it's the same thing for all the houses. It doesn't matter what house it is. It's all the same.
There was, we had a great comp at $180,000. That was, yeah.
Okay, 99 there. This is a duplex, 2107 and 2109 G Street in South Sioux. He stated that the property needs upgrading and windows, roof, etc. The value right now is $213,150. He was asking for $173,250. Quality and condition look pretty good, in my opinion. On that, recommend no change in
value. Between 20 and 21st Street and Devil Springer's old place.
Yeah. Recommend no change in value there at 213,150. Nice looking duplex there, you know.
Yeah, really nice.
Especially just think what you get for rental income on something like that.
I know.
Yeah.
Right, 13,
good for them. I mean, but I'm just saying it's. Okay, 255-234.
Okay, 609 Redbird. Again, same information there. Needs siding, windows, no upgrades. We looked at quality and condition there. Those all look pretty good. There, it was purchased in 2024, $272,000.
Good Microsoft house.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, very nice looking home there. Recommendation is no change at 334.
Who owns that house?
Juan Preciado.
Same guy that had the last three or four.
No, that's his dad.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Well, he's had three or four too. This is his son. Yeah. They all have like four or five apiece.
Recommendation is no change at 234,565.
This one was interesting. This is 101 East 4th Street. It is a townhouse next to the surgical center on the river. Lots going on with this one. So, yeah, it's on the river, but it's also the one next to the surgical center. Okay, so, you know, but it's a gorgeous townhouse. Look at the windows for the river view. It's beautiful there.
What was the dollar amount at, and where was it, Sheree? Is that 46?
46 went to 317.
How many square feet is
this
thing?
It was over 2,000.
Yeah, I've been in them years ago, and they are way cool.
They're bigger than I thought they were.
They had the wrapped one sold this year, didn't it?
I think so.
Yes. The claim here was more of the surgical center being this eyesore, which I could see, because it's on the dock side of the, not the river dock, but the... the dock for like all the equipment being delivered and everything into the surgical center.
Okay.
Didn't mention the river at any point, but the issue here is that there's a house across the street that Gary Ogden built. It literally faces it. Like if you're in the driveway and turn around, there's a brand new townhouse that doesn't have river access. That's also next to the surgical center. That sold for $345,000.
Who bought that?
That was
Linda Swanson?
Lisa Ryan.
Okay. Did Linda Swanson live down there?
No. There's...
Okay, but anyways, nice... Yeah, no.
Normally, I kind of subscribe to the... She's got the river on the back, but she's got the surface center on the side. But since I had a sale that was...
Right next to it also.
It's the same exact influence. It's very, very difficult to get the same exact influence.
Yeah, no, that's. Listen.
Yeah.
I'd give an arm. No, I'd stay.
Did you confirm it?
What did Wrap sell for?
Oh, I don't have it. I only focused on the that commercial influence. But I can find out for you.
No,
okay. Yeah, let's just stick with it.
This is Cherry Ridge. This is Darrell's. These are the low income housing that we just went to Turk on. We have not heard back on what the results are, so we know change.
Okay.
How long do you think?
It could be a year.
Long time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just wondered. I had no idea.
Yeah, it can be a year. It can be 2 years.
Okay. Are these the ones that are supposed to have the minimum assessed value?
Well, they think so. They think the houses should be like at $16,000.
But wasn't there an agreement with the city?
Well, the city said they wouldn't value their property for more than $1 million, wasn't it?
That was the Cherry. Yeah, that was them. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, exactly.
No, this is Cherry Ridge. I'm thinking Liberty Place.
Liberty Place. Sorry. You're talking about.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah. This is Cherry.
Same idea, though.
Right.
You get mind if I take, we take a 5 minute break?
No. I'll go with
just,
you.
Yeah, I'll go. Just real quick. I'll take a 5 minute break here. Okay, should we. Would we refire back up here on number 102? Is that correct? No, Cherry Ridge.
Oh, Cherry Ridge. This is a low income housing. I was thinking of Liberty Place. Sorry. This is down by the river, down by the campground.
It went from 192 to 195, and they protested.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they think they should be valued at hardly anything. This is the problem with low income. They lie so bad on their expenses.
I don't know if there are none.
It's to the point where we're going to have to pay it out.
They are operating at Turk. They came with a straight face and a lawyer and flat out told Turk that they are at a 15% profit, 85% expenses. 85%.
Why would you even mess with it?
Exactly.
Why would you mess
with
it?
And we tried to explain that. You know, it's a detriment to the county. We're going to end up having to pay them to be here, and it's not fair.
Wow.
So this will be a Turk thing?
It's a Turk thing. Okay. We're waiting for an answer.
All right. Okay. 103.
Gerald Gunsolly. 711 East 21st, South Sioux City. This one is legitimate.
Just pictures.
He's working on it. Yeah, he's working on this one. You know, he's got photos he gave up for condition of the property. It's been gutted. And I gotta tell you, this guy, for being in his 80s, is pretty darn sharp still.
Oh, Jerry's sharp. He's a smart guy.
He is. He can't, I mean, he said he can't, you know, get up and fix stuff anymore, but I'm telling you what, talking to him, very sharp guy. I agreed with him to the point of lowering the condition down. It was gonna be 220, 440, but the condition reduction makes it.
He's had that house for a long time.
That's his home?
No.
This is...
What's his sister's?
It was his sister's. That's it. Yep, it was his sister's. But it is not livable right now. There's no walls. There's no...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This one we put at a poor condition. It is not...
And I didn't know about this. That's why I
bet she's owned that house for 40 years.
His sister did.
It's been in the family.
Yeah.
Wasn't there like two or three houses or two houses that they right there on 21st? Because I grew up right down by there. I remember Jerry.
Yeah.
Is he still in the furniture business yet or not?
Yeah, he said he was.
Yeah.
I mean, he's moving kind of slow, but in his mind is still. I mean, if I'm in my 80s and not sure if I'm happy. When I recount the number at a gutted condition, 131,305. I had more information than Christy here.
Yeah.
So that.
Okay.
He's the John Hughes of South Sioux.
I can handle him.
So are you going with
that? Sounds fair.
Sam's or Christy?
I think the 131 in a good condition sounds fair to me.
It's going
to
take him. He's got at least $60,000 or $70,000 before you can even. And he has no kitchen right now. He's got. I mean, it needs a lot of help.
So we're going 131,305.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're going with?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got that, Sheree? 104?
104.
East 7th Street, is that what it said?
I don't have one.
Or is that a 9? That's a 4.
I can't read the name.
It's my writing.
Gary and Paula
Trammer.
Trammer? Yeah.
Oh, Pamela.
64
to 74?
Yes, I think this was a mail-in, if I remember correctly. They provided a couple of pictures.
What street's this on?
Back up.
It's on 7th Street?
It's right there.
Yeah,
East
7th.
East 7th.
Yeah.
we know, you know, we all know that house there, 74 grand.
Yeah. Or you'd be a buyer?
I'd be in for more than that.
Okay. Yeah. Our recommendation is the no change.
That's one I'm going to prefer.
It's one I'm, sorry, I had it wrong.
Whatever.
Okay, so we're going to say the 74 to 295.
Yes.
Looks like a nine.
Yes, sir.
Okay, number 105 is Vine Street here, Dakota City, Mr. Conklin. Maybe the best written protest of the year, and I'm not even being facetious. Good letter, good comps. He bought it in 21 for 175 grand. The value was up to 278,000, and Christy and I both felt that was a little strong after reviewing his comparables, pictures, letter, and the like. The recommendation.
His pictures aren't scanned in very.
Recommendation, we reduced the condition factor. When it was remodeled, it was a very good, now it's like a good plus, 210,735.
Okay.
.107 is Mr. Ronald Messerschmidt, 8.53 acres, Waterbury. He has a house and some hog buildings and some bins, which he claims are worthless. Part of one of his buildings was damaged in a straight line wind last year. We did make a small reduction due to one of the buildings was heavily depreciated.
What's that down in the left-hand corner?
That's just a building.
That's another building. He's got several.
He's got several.
What about there's grain by them grain bins, isn't there?
He claimed the grain bins that are less than 10,000 bushel are worthless.
Mm. That is worthless, maybe, huh?
Well, it says they're worth 43,000 on that value.
They're about 1,000. They're about 2,000 a piece total. All the buildings total are 43,000. Yeah.
Okay.
241, 450, and I concurred with. Christian.
I didn't know on some of this stuff.
The straight line wind, we took that part of that building
off.
Yeah. So the only difference there is the building. It's 241, 450.
Good.
Mr. Schmidt and Sons. This time, this is Hubbard, 153 acres. Let's see. Does the dad have... This is one... The dad, he claims there's hogs there, that the hog smell is detrimental to his property. Anyhow, we made a slight, there was a couple of buildings that have been removed in the last few years. That's the only difference in the value. So it's a few thousand dollars, $742,665. Christy didn't know at the time, so I felt the value was good, except for the buildings that have been removed. We're taking off. We went through them one by one, though.
So $742,665, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. 111?
111. Mr. Rodriguez, 1470 Bennett Ave. This is an interesting one there. He claims that, and it is a factor that his property is adjacent to the sewage lift station there, and he is stating that he has sewer smells all the time in the backyard of his home there. The interesting thing about it is that he purchased the property last year for $400,000.
Nice home.
Nice home.
In the back.
2.94 acres.
Nice
building.
Yeah,
nice building.
Very
nice building there. I couldn't see any difference there. I recommended no change. 260 or 256 there. 020.
That was Chuck's old house, right? Chuck and, was it Cooley?
Yeah.
No, was it?
She ran for commissioner one time.
Oh, yeah, her.
I forget her name.
Marjorie.
Yeah. I think him and his brother both bought houses side by side. Yeah. Yeah. There's a little bit of land in that place, too, wasn't there?
Yeah. 2.94.
Yeah.
Because if it's 400,000 with hog smell, it's like 450 maybe without hog smell. Or not the hog, but
This is the thing.
The lift station.
Down there, that lift station does smell, but it doesn't go that far.
He says it can't even be outside.
Yeah, that's no, no.
Number 112 is 1670 O Avenue, Jackson, 11 acres. Kim Weiner?
Weiner?
Like the band? Oh, all right, I'm sorry. How about...
Is that the one in the development up on the hill or no?
This is O?
No.
No, this one is... This one was kind of strange. I mean,
everybody has the same building. Did you just put that book in files?
That's the house. Yeah, it's a ranch. It's a walkout. It's got a building in 11 acres. They had some new siding due to hail, which would increase the value. No change. 323.
That has to be up on the hill, isn't it?
It's on O.
Not in the addition, though.
No.
Looks like it has a...
I think it's Kim Weiner. That's up on top of the addition.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her.
Yes.
Yeah, Kim. Yep.
Okay.
So
323905. Oh,
there's 39 Grand. Yeah. Okay, then we have several Fair Oaks area, but yeah, this one's 424 Fair Oaks Drive, Michael Floyd. He wrote a letter to you guys, but basically. I mean, we've got sales all over the place there. We've got 412 Fair Oaks Drive, 431 Fair Oaks Drive, 460 Red Rock. All are at or above. No change. 231.
That's a nice place.
Yeah.
All are above what, Sam?
I think the lowest sale out there is 250. The lowest. And then there's a 360. I mean, there's...
And that's a split.
Mm-hmm. That's
a split. With a horse.
Yeah. I mean, it is. That area right now is kind of hot, and there is one, I think there's a new one on the market this last week. It would sell for that all day.
And this was how much?
239.
Yeah, 173, again, undervalued.
Yeah.
239 is pretty under. But, I mean, it's probably in there somewhere, but yeah it's good. 239.
Gary Wilson, Walnut Street, Dakota City. This one we did reduce the condition. We ended up with...
He went under.
Yeah, this one was odd. For some reason we had it as a 50. I don't know why.
Oh, I'm disagreeing with Christy on this one again here.
If you saw it,
it's a little ranch house. I mean, he bought it. Yeah, he bought it in 13 for 80,000. So I mean, we know it's worth a lot more than that. I recount the number 116,995. I mean,
okay, so 98, then went to 154.
Mm-hmm.
Christy recalculated it at 78, 715.
Yeah.
Sam's at 116.
Yeah.
995. It's six in 16. You said he bought it for 80.
He bought it for 80,000 in 13.
At 13.
Yeah. It was remodeled at the time,
so it's worth the 116.
Yeah, I'd say the 116 is definitely.
Even if it did nothing to it since then, which
can be more than 78. That's just what my system was calculated at.
Okay, so let's go to 116.
All right, 116. Reese, 620 200 Street. let's see. He stated that the no updates in the inside or the outside of the home building that are in poor shape, there are structural problems, etc. And he did provide some pictures of the buildings there. Pretty much agreed with his statements about the buildings. We looked at changing the depreciation on those buildings there, so we depreciated the barn total of 100%. And
the picture showed if holes you're, in the roof.
Yeah,
stuff.
If you're able for Sharice to scroll down to the, there's some pictures there of the roof that is, you can see the clouds through.
Of course, is that 142nd?
Maybe she didn't, maybe they're not.
No,
that's been
well, maybe they didn't. Okay, maybe they didn't.
Maybe she brought
them
in.
Maybe they didn't get scanned. I don't know. Yeah.
So when they're doing a protest, and do they have to base or their protests on sales or values?
Either or both.
Localization or yeah.
Both.
Okay. Done. It's not necessarily sales.
The assessments are going to be based on the sales, so like, you know, a house with a bunch of, you know, dilapidated buildings, you know, we try to assess those separately, or similarly, but yeah, they can argue sales or equalization, or combination, or condition, you know.
Okay. Here's a picture of a large crack in the barn.
I see the bed right there.
A picture of the roof of the barn. Like I say, you can
see
the clouds.
Okay.
Yeah.
That looks like a tobacco drying house down in Tennessee.
So you made the adjustment to...
Right. This is a picture of the second floor bathroom there. It's been not functional for...
Somalian style.
These are foundation pictures.
It was a really old house.
Sorry about that. They do that in the trucks, I guess, to block.
I don't know if you want to look at those earlier. Again, we looked
here
at
you go, Bob. Picture of her.
Thanks.
Depreciation of the barn at 100% and at the garage of 90%. Doing those calculations there, that would reduce the value to
154.30.
154.30.
Okay. 118 is on Julius Circle, South Sioux City. This one was kind of tough. It's a newer ranch built in 2018, three-car garage, backs to the school on the corner there. The thing is, Christy and I both feel like this one's a little high, but there's a way smaller house that just sold on Julius Circle for $385, and the one across the street that faces this house is pending at $475 right now. So if you're in the driveway, turn around, that house, and it's smaller.
What's this at?
This is Julius Circle, and it's right on the corner. Like, if you're the first house on your left, if you're turning on Julius Circle.
I don't know where Julius Circle.
High school.
Between the middle school and the farmland, there's a little cul-de-sac.
Okay.
These are all HDI houses.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, that's where they put that development in a few years back. Yeah. Okay.
And if they would have done this in Flatwater, they would have absolutely, it would have taken off. But if they would have done that in Flatwater, but they didn't. Okay, but anyhow. House across the street. So I based it on the house across the street and the sale of the a smaller house on Julius Circle from last year, $385. I kind of feel like it's high. She didn't give us anything to work with either. We said no change.
Well, the equalization tells it all, right? With neighbors.
Yes.
Okay, so we're at 447,820, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you're happy with that?
Based on the evidence I have. Yeah, I signed it at that.
Okay. I can see the disagreements, but that's fine.
It might be 420, might be 430. Everything I had was
higher.
Yeah, at least there.
Hey, look, as long as it sells and
Your equalization shows it? Okay. 888-305.
Okay, this is a fun one. The Luz property, 758 Dakota Flats there. You know, arguably one of the best, if not the best, properties in the whole area there. The only argument he has is that the price is too high. We've checked the condition and quality both there. They look reasonable to us there. We do have two sales that we looked at. One of them is a 3130 Aspen Place, sold last year for $882,997. And then our other sale was at 565 West 3rd Street, sold last year for $765 even. You know, these sales are at the top of the market.
Now, is there a lot in Dakota Flats?
Is there
a lot of protesting going on? Okay.
No.
And this is the crazy thing. Prager was in the other day at my office in Stapleton's. We were all just pulling up looking. Me personally, I think Dakota Flats is, there's nothing equal about anything out there. Everybody is like all over the board.
And that's the problem.
That's the problem.
Who do you compare them to? They're more like Rotunda, but they're not in with Rotunda right now.
Right. But it's like, you know, you look at Wilson's house.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break.
Yeah.
280-some thousand. Even like Brock's house that he just built, 330-something. Yeah. Give me a break. And then you got like Pringer, Don Pringer, mm-hmm. Jr. His house is as basic as it gets, 1,800 square feet, nothing fancy. And he's like clear up here. And his neighbor, he's at 450, and his neighbor, Obermiller, whatever it is,
oh, okay.
To the right,
yeah.
The big brick house
with
the pool,
he's only
550. You know, so, and then you got the other one on the other, there's nothing equal about any of that.
We know that neighborhood's a problem.
That's a huge problem.
We don't know if it's its own neighborhood, like Rotunda's its own neighborhood, if they need to be considered just on
yeah,
their
they're
own.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Well, there's so much different valuation of those homes. I mean, how do you equalize
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
There's not very many neighborhoods where you have an $800,000 property and $250,000
yeah,
property.
Exactly.
No, I get that, but it's just, I mean, you just look at some of the houses and the mm-hmm. values, and you're just like, there's no way. It has to be worth more than that.
Yeah. That's one of our...
But, so he was at 881, went to 888.
Yeah.
And we know...
Right.
I've been through that house before when he first got it done, building it. Amazing.
Yeah, we had to leave a hole in the roof for the countertop to even get...
For the mm-hmm. to get shipped.
Table.
So is that one where they would have an equalization argument if they...
We even
turked it?
I mean, to me, this is a $1.5 million house that is luckily... below $1 million right now because we have nothing else to support it. I mean, it is so superior to our $800,000 sale that, I mean, it's hard to put. I mean, if this was $1.2 million, I mean, it wouldn't shock me, honestly. But I think it's $888 all day. It is probably, I mean, if you rebuilt it, it's like $1.5 million.
I think. If I remember right, here when they built it, it was almost $1 million 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
Yeah, we had built it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be.
Yeah.
I mean, the quality of that house, the brickwork, the, like you said, bringing in the crane and the table, the clay tile roof,
yeah,
the size of it.
Every, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember right, every bedroom has its own laundry room.
Really?
So how do you equalize that though in that neighborhood?
That one has to be the most. I mean,
or not that one. I mean, but if I'm, you know.
Well, it's based on the tables. You know, we got the land equal. You know, that's relatively easy. But then you know you put it at a. Do we have that one at a 5 quality? Very good quality.
Yeah.
Yes.
5 quality.
4 condition.
4 condition,
yeah, which is good. So very good quality, and it might even be one level higher than that, but it is. So that's the only way to equalize it is just to put the quality up so high, because it is literally superior to, like, all the houses in Rotunda.
6,000 square feet.
I mean, yeah, they could make an argument. I don't think they can prove anything here.
That it's not equalized with something...
Yeah. I mean, I think it's an easier argument to make it worth more. That would be a way easier argument.
It's 6,000 square feet without a basement. I mean, it only has half of a basement right at the house.
Yeah, it's only $2,100 in the basement.
Yeah, it's only half. Yeah, so 881 to 888. Yeah, I don't think that he would. Yeah,
that's our recommendation.
Yeah,
no change.
They did raise the price of fried rice too. So
up a quarter.
They're hardworking people.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
They made it.
They're there
all day long.
Okay, 120. This is their rental property there, 114 East 28th Street there. No information except the price is too high. Quality and condition of this property is two each. I think that's right in the ballpark there.
64 to 69, so you got 5,000, you got 7,000. So yeah, they're protesting on two different houses, $12,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Recommend no change.
Unless there's more to come.
69,000.
490.
Okay. Okay, this next one is, are we at 122, Sheree?
Yep.
122 through, oh geez, this is Liberty's Place.
This is a turf deal?
Yep.
Should we need to look at any of these?
135. We just no changed until we hear different from.
How many is there?
122 through 135.
Okay.
So this is the one, Christy,
this
where
is Liberty
they're
Place.
Arguing.
Yeah, this is Liberty. They don't want to split their houses out from their triplexes and duplexes. Their houses are based on income, but their triplexes and duplexes are like for drug rehab and I don't know if they all
they
are.
They have like cognitive issues that they could qualify for certain.
Heartland places a lot of people in the triplexes and duplexes. The houses are rent to own. Nobody's ever bought one because nobody stays long enough to buy them. They're supposed to be rent to own and nobody's done it yet.
And they give us the expenses for the entire thing. And
that's a lot of
and expect us to try to figure out what expenses are for the houses, but then the people are responsible for some of the expenses on their houses.
It's the one street behind Canterbury, right?
Yep. It's a mess.
Well, it always has been a mess.
It's terrible. Low income housing is so hard. I wish the state would just do it and take it away from us.
Okay, so where are we going to next? To 130 something?
137. Oh, this is Dwayne Rohde. He actually came in with Doug and went through stuff and actually went through his sheets and told me year builds. And so I just corrected it according to what Dwayne said. I changed year builds on a bunch of stuff. And it went, the 137 went from 375,720 to 363,545 just based on the year builds and stuff I had to change.
So the set down went well?
Yeah, he was fine. Right. He did what he was supposed to. 138, same thing. He went in, went through all his buildings, told me year builds, changed them. That's all he complained about. He didn't complain about the land, just the year builds on some of the buildings. And I corrected him to what he said they are.
So
it went from
805 to 865 down to 857.
857. Yep. Okay. Yep. Never complained about the land.
$139 is 440 Rivers Edge Estates, Dakota City, all on the river. Made several claims of condition, didn't provide any proof. 319, 280, I just was like, anything on the river, 319 is...
Rod Crow. All right, 281 to 319, 280, I think that's...
Yeah, I mean, if they would provide something...
But nothing.
He gave us nothing.
Yeah, and again, the burden's on the homeowner, unfortunately, to prove the value is wrong.
Yeah. Okay, 141.
Oh, this was Daryl. He saw Kelly, 141, and I don't remember what Kelly's is. This is Myra Favors, the new building that Gary Ogden built. She paid $344,950. Daryl said give it to her for that, what she paid for it. He said 500 was 1,000 was for the permit total.
Where's this at?
Right when you turn into the old Walmart. Where they turn down the old car.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So we should put her at what she paid for. Daryl said, yep.
Myra owns that building.
She owns her half. Kelly owns the other half. Lewis and Clark.
Yeah. What's Kelly's last name? I forget.
Malcolm.
Malcolm, that's right. Haven't seen her for years.
All right, 143 is Timothy Tortsell. Gulf Road, South Sioux City, have 20 acres. We did a site inspection. She requested us to measure all of her buildings. She claims she didn't have as many buildings because she actually has more. So
hey, we feel bad, but it's, yeah.
I just no changed her. My dad and I measured every single building on this property. No change. Christy did.
I lazed her.
Christy raised her to 276,435.
When we put the buildings in of what they said it was, it's a 276. So she's not going to be happy, but she did it last year too. And she had an addition, and we didn't know about it, and it got raised. So she wanted them to come out. So
okay, 236, 275 to 276,435.
You going with Christy's or with Sam's?
What's that?
Sam's is different than mine. He no changed her. But after we put the buildings in the right way, my value is 270.
And she wanted the buildings measured, correct?
She did.
Okay, so we're going to go with
her. She requested.
We'll go with Christie's.
Sorry.
Careful what you wish for.
She's done it twice. Actually, she,
twice.
She got raised the last time she protested. And yeah. Okay, 144. 515 200th Street. Megan provided three sales, not sales, I should say, as parcels.
As comps.
With the she called them comps. We reviewed those comps there. They were, in my opinion, not correct to be called comps. They were just parcels that were, I guess, convenient to her. Hers is a newer home, a newer addition was done by the previous owner. And Christy had some comps that we were able to use on that. I had one we looked at there at 543 164th Street, sold in 21 for $375,000. Recommendation is no change at $310,070. It's on 1.47 acres of land.
When they have comps and they sit down with you guys, do you tell them if their comps aren't good, do you tell them, like, these aren't good?
What we do is we try to see similarities and differences, which are called comps, if you will.
Right.
That's all I'd like to do is just point out what the similarities are between the subject and the comps and what differences are between them. And then we can go back, you know, then afterwards there, then I have time to go back and kind of analyze that to see, you know, if they are, one, reasonable comps, and number two, if they contribute to the support of value.
So I'm just thinking from their perspective, then, do they know that the comps aren't good, or you're not going to use those as good or bad for them?
Well, it's, you know, again, it's difficult to try and judge that, you know, when we're sitting face to face with them, because, you know, it's just not based on one comp or three comps. It's, yeah, it's based on the whole market, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So we're, you know, it just takes a little bit of time to analyze those comps after we.
Because if they do, and I guess my point is, if they do the work then, and then they come in and meet with you, and then we determine, you know, based on your information that, look, these aren't good comps, do they ever know that, or unless they don't go to Turk?
We did talk about maybe sending the referee report. And again, I mean, this is a budget issue. I don't know how many, you know. You know, with the letter, do we send out the referee report with the?
We don't do that now.
We don't.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I'm just thinking from, if I'm trying to make a comparison, and I don't know that what I have is not good information. And I mean, I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel here, but I'm just thinking from their if I'm trying to plead my case, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things with this particular case is that these were not sales. These were just properties.
They were just
right.
for equalization.
Right.
They were just for equalization. Yeah.
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 So, you know, so we can look at it maybe as partially supporting equalization, but there isn't nothing there to support value.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to make more work, but I'm just thinking...
Would it alleviate protests in the future is kind of one thought we had. If they knew that, hey, listen, we really do look at this and that really isn't a comp. You know, I mean, because a lot of times what we get is cherry-picked. It's very, like,
yeah.
You know, when we're doing our work, we don't cherry-pick. We look at what are real sales and what's really the most comparable. What is the least amount of difference between this and that? But they're trying to find just something that's way less.
Yeah.
And that's... Yeah. Typically an issue because it's flawed at the beginning and then you end up with finding the real stuff that's, you know, not, that's legitimate, you know, that's, so, like, I'll give you, like, in the next one, well, in a little bit, some guy gave me an $1,800, you know, ag sale and wants us to use it.
But didn't tell us who it was, and
didn't
I have no idea, but didn't bring the one that was a mile over, that was, what was it?
I don't know, 12,000?
Yeah, eight, no, 17.
17, sorry.
Or eight.
So that's part of the problem. We get a lot, I feel like kind of the police where we get lied to a lot. You know, they're just,
yeah.
Oh, you know, I mean, this one guy told me he had hogs there. He hasn't had hogs there for decades.
I called somebody who knew and they said,
yeah,
no.
Who lives next, like,
next door. And they said, no.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we get a lot of that. So part of it is like we kind of catch their lie, but the other part of it is, yeah, maybe someone who did think it's legitimate. So I don't know. It's something to talk about. I mean, I certainly wouldn't mind if our referee report went with it, but even though sometimes, though, what if the referee report is, you know, what if you guys disagree with the referee report and then now we've got...
Well, it doesn't match.
I think given a less information, I mean,
it's not like they couldn't come in and look.
Right, exactly. I mean, instead of sending things out...
Oh, they can come in and look at
you. Yeah,
they
can come in and look.
Okay.
Yeah.
It says that in the letter, too,
that they can come in.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you're covered then.
All right.
Okay, 146, the Greens, 6.18 acres of land there. The value right now is $359,210. They were looking at $311,580. They stated no improvements were made to the house or the buildings. We went through the buildings as far as the various types of depreciation, physical, functional, and so on. And those look fairly reasonable to me, so we didn't look like there was any reason to change
it's huge.
Those. Yeah, it's a large,
it's a large
home.
Building.
Yeah. Excuse me, the building there. Yeah, is.
Maybe we don't have a picture.
That's the library.
There
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's a good building there. That's a good bustle I've seen so far.
I mean, the diesel even looks small compared to it sitting there.
Right.
Yeah. Really.
But Christy had some comments there that we were able
you
to...
probably couldn't build that building today for that kind of money.
Oh,
you
couldn't.
No.
No way.
Recommendation is no change at $359,210.
Okay.
Whoops, clicked on the wrong one.
147. Hummel, 2.06 acres of land. This was a mail-in. Homestead exemption, except for the parents, was the statement, are now in a trust. That was the only reasoning that was given on the protest form there. We looked at quality and condition there. They're both at 2. Equalized. Nice little house there, but we recommended no change at 112,970.
Okay.
Okay, 148 is Patrick Green. This is a 64 acres agricultural land. This is the one where he gave me
the $1,800.
$1,800.
I've seen that.
We You don't know what he's talking about.
And it was a dry year. That's what I have. That's what I have. That's the everything I got. And again, he didn't identify the sale. Christy couldn't even find it. So if she can't find it, like, it doesn't exist.
No, just up the road, 3 miles is at Harris Ground.
Yeah, that's $17,000 an acre. But wow. We didn't mention that.
But see, at the end of the day, even if there was an $1,800 sale,
it would be it'd be thrown out
anyway. And so would the $17,000, because see, it's the middle.
The high and the low.
The high and the low are gone anyway. So you can't assess it at the low. You can't assess it at the high. No change.
Okay.
The next protest is exactly the same, except for it's 40 acres. Same owner, same argument, 40 acres, $1,800 sale right here, no change.
Okay, no change. 257, 275.
What's that number, 149? Sorry, 149. I got it right faster.
No, it was just the same, so it kind of there. 150 is the same as well. 55.5 acres. Ag, $1,800 sale, and so on.
Okay, 274805. 151.
Exactly the same, green. I got a little frustrated. I started writing last year, but yeah, no, same argument, same issue. The farmland is perfectly equalized.
I don't think I know this guy.
No,
never even heard of him at all.
He lives right by the O'Connor house, next door.
Okay, 152 there, 427 Dixon Path. The value is 244,375. They were asking 211,8.
That's be a new house.
10 for
Jerry.
According to new house,
yeah, Jerry. 10.46 acres.
It's on the
land.
River. It's a double wide.
It's a double wide manufactured home on the river there. He provided a couple of manufactured homes there that, in my opinion, were not considered to be equal in property that his property is there.
So where's it at right now then?
We recommended no change at 244,375.
Okay.
I think we're equalized and value-wise we're reasonable.
156.
This is IDP. This was Daryl's. He talked to Charlie Terrell at IDP. He talks to him all the time. And he says, you know, you have new buildings out there, really. And so Gerald, no change. I mean, he says, yeah, I kind of know. We just have to do it. So.
Jesus Christ.
It's a $3 million. I mean, we're not even close. It's not even done, and it's a $3 million. No permit. Gerald said he went, and they had permits in the window. He called back the numbers to us. The permit numbers they have is linked to a residential property in South. So he said landscape and permission. So I don't trust anything.
Wow. Jesus.
So, which building is that out there?
It's right next to the railroad tracks when you go on that back road.
On the back road,
yeah. Daryl actually found it, went back and took pictures, and even asked him about the food. They said, oh, no, we got everything through the city.
How much crooked shit do you think goes
on
in this
world? I'm like,
seriously?
And
he said,
the permit number he gave us was linked to a residential house.
Oops.
I love that.
No idea what's going on. So Daryl went out and measured it and said, Charlie, really? And Charlie goes, well, I know.
I know, I'm caught.
Because, well, that's what their job is, you know.
Okay.
Okay, number 160 is Patricia Glover on East 23rd Street, South City. Excuse me. The only change here was the year built. She gave us the year built, which is incorrect on the record. Some of the really old houses are estimated at like 1910 or 1920. This one was older than that.
I think it's 1859.
Yeah, one of the oldest houses in the city, actually, right here.
That there is?
That's what she says. It's 1859. Wow. I had it as 1910.
That one's super old, and this one right here on the highway in Dakota City, that one's really, that's like an 1880s.
Oh, yeah, well. Yeah.
The big one on the corner?
No.
The one that...
Melissa used to own the city administrator.
Yeah. Hold on, they're hippies' houses. Remember?
No change, I'm sorry, this one did change slightly due to the depreciation of the year built, so now it's equalized with everything else. $43,030, I concur with Christie. Mrs. Glover again. This one's out in the country though. It's on E Avenue. It's 1.6 acres. It's a house and a garage and an extra building.
256 to 297.
It's a nice place.
I mean,
that's Darwin Glover.
Yeah, Darwin's. She was not happy.
I wonder why it's just in her name.
Could be for company reasons.
No change. It'd bring that all day.
She said we're forcing her husband to keep working.
Forcing her husband what?
Forcing him to keep working.
That's good for the marriage.
That's right.
Good thing we gave him that paint job here.
Yeah, right. Okay, so we got 41630 to 481395.
Larry Stinger, Rotunda. Built a pool. Claims. Good. Now, do you guys have been in concrete where he said it's only $5 a square foot? So you might call him. $5 a square foot. I don't know about you guys, but that seems. I just had my driveway down. Seems. He said it was $5 a square. So he felt his patio and pool were overvalued. $481 is not overvalued.
He was trying to compare his house to Tinker's. And he says, well, she can't sell hers. Well, hers is a lot smaller than yours.
The pool, we only have valued at like $8,000. I mean, it's they're all very...
reduced.
They're all reduced, yeah.
So where's he stand at?
481, no change.
He's just like, what, three houses up from Slaughter's?
Yeah. And Larry and Julie, they're good people.
Very
great,
nice.
Great.
Okay, 163, the Mollies, they're at 508 Timberline Drive. She brought in she says that they're an older home with original siding, kitchen windows, et cetera, there, and their value is third highest on the block. Christy, if you would scroll, Cherie, if you would scroll up.
There's her list.
Above there. She gave us this printout of some of the homes on her block. And then if you would scroll down now to... I made a little exhibit.
The handwritten entry.
Yeah. I looked at some of the information that there... She's home is one of the biggest homes on the... In the street there, so the value there you can see at the way right is $279.45. There the 1, 2, 3, 4, the 528 Timberline is a smaller home and it's pretty close in assessed values there. So we looked at that. In my opinion, the equalization is pretty close. Given the size of their, down below there, the sales, those are some of the properties that have sold recently there. Cherie, if you would scroll back up.
Oh, right here?
There we go, right there.
Right here.
So there are some of the sales that have transpired in the area there. You can see
21, 22, 23, or 22.
Yeah. So
looks like it's pretty equal to me.
Pretty strong.
Yeah, I went through the whole block and I didn't see anything out of line.
Yeah. So our recommendation is for no change at
279045
to 79045. Yes, sir.
164.
Oh, this is one of Daryl's. This is the other half of Myra Faber's building where Lewis and Clark's title is. Daryl said put them at what they paid, so 327.
Oh, the other half?
Yep.
So what's the other half?
320? Glamour's a little bit bigger. She's like 345. She's a little bit bigger.
So that was $650.
Yeah, the permit was for $5, which, you know, how much they tell the truth on those.
Just ask IBB.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, 168 is 412 Fair Oaks Drive, South Sioux City.
Another Fair Oaks?
Another Fair Oaks.
201-271, adjusted at 270-935.
Christy made a slight adjustment of a deck in a hot tub area. We just reduced a little bit to equalize that out. 270-935.
And like you said, you got sales and equalization improvement.
I mean, the value's there either way, but yeah, just to equalize it out with the decks and such.
Yep.
It's a nice place.
The backyard is an open field, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it an open field?
Okay, this is Q Avenue, Jackson, Mike Mitchell, 10 acres in a house, and the house is 3,000 square feet. This one is kind of tough. I kind of felt like the land was undervalued, the house was right on, and the building is, it is huge. It's 8,000 square feet. It's got 8,000 square foot building there.
The pictures down here, Megan.
Maybe.
It's big. There you go.
There's the building.
It's huge.
8,352 square feet.
Oh, he farms and trucks.
He trucks, yeah.
Doesn't he farm too yet?
I think they rented them.
Everything around them they own. I checked all the parcels around. Yeah.
His mom does.
I know Mitchell.
He was very pleasant. Very nice. Whip said he didn't want our job for all the tea in China. Tried to pay us.
Sometimes you just don't know if he's being a smart ass or if he's being serious when you're talking to him. You're kind of looking at him like, hey,
yeah. He was very nice.
Kind of reminded me of somebody now.
You're kind of like, what? All right, so the 690 is what we're going with, right?
I felt the calculations are there. The building was my only concern, but it's only $27 or $28 a square foot when I calculated it out. You know, the land is low at 18,000 for 10 acres. The house at 236 I felt was more than reasonable. Maybe that one building's high because it's so dang big. You know, does it the law of diminishing returns there at the end? Is that 7,000th square foot worth a little bit less? But
that's your $1,800 land sale right there.
thank you. Yeah.
10 acres.
All right, 690-090, good with that?
I said no change.
Good. 170? 175.
175. 211-1 Highway 35 there. It's 3/4 of an acre of land. Value was $177,375 there. He was asking for $155,350. This house is has a log style exterior. Not sure what the interior is. It's true.
It's a true log.
True
house.
Log. Okay.
Yeah, with paneling.
With paneling, okay. Yeah. There. We looked at the quality condition. They're both fair. It looks reasonable to me to look at that. Really, there wasn't any information that the owner provided that would justify a change in value. So
177.
Yeah, 177,375 was our recommendation.
Okay.
Sheree, did we skip 174?
I think there was a 174.
Was it not in there?
No.
Okay, maybe
it's down here. Maybe it's got to be.
I'm not sure. Yeah, we got 174 in the pile.
We can do 174.
If you want to do it. Yep.
Doug Trail. Old mobile home.
Old mobile home, yes.
Depreciates every year. So don't we. Don't we all?
I think they have a new road coming out there, though.
But it's
a dump trail.
47040 goes to 56465.
Super high.
It's a single wide. Quality is one, condition is two. There, I thought those were both reasonable.
Did you say single wide?
Mm-hmm. Single.
Single wide.
Okay. I've never heard that phrase before.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's got a pool.
That's half of a double wide.
Yep.
Basically. Yeah. See.
How much land is with that?
Half acre.
Half acre.
Yeah. Wow. Basically about 12 foot wide or so.
Yeah.
You use it for what they call a single.
Yeah. You can put it on the highway still.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the recommendation.
Recommendation is no change there at 56,465.
176.
Okay, 400 East 13th Street, South Sioux City. It is...
Is this 176 or just 76?
It should be 176.
Only.
Isn't it?
It said...
It should be
one.
176.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so you in 141 went to 144... But there's a little bit of discrepancy there.
Just a small condition adjustment there. It's rented to family. It's a small condition issue she went through. But yeah, Christy didn't know about it. 135,770 after I recalculated the new condition on the camera system.
Okay, so 135,770, Sam. Everybody okay with that?
Same owner is 177. She lives on Regency Parkway. She's right next door to the brand new house that's on Regency Parkway. I don't know if you guys are on the bend in the road there. This is the case where, she bought it 10 years ago for $130,000 and now it's worth almost three. She's got the house next door to her is 350, the house behind her is 310, and the house across the street is 300.
So she's equalized at 284. Yeah, I know. That's right around the corner there. Yeah, like
and there was that vacant lot.
Yep. They just built the house right now, right?
She's next to it. Yep. She lost her privacy, and I do kind of feel for her, but.
Should have bought the lot.
She's had a chance.
She did have a chance to buy it, too. No change. 280.
How much a lot like that go for?
Well, she could have bought it
for
$10,000, but did not buy it, and I think it sold for.
30?
Oh, I don't have it. That's going to be good for the land sale, for land study for next year.
Yeah.
But yeah, 35 probably is.
Yeah. Okay. So we're staying with the 284,695.
My mouse just died, I think. I don't know, it's coming back on, maybe. There we go. Okay.
181?
Walmart. Daryl talked to them, Benji. And Daryl said he would work with them at lowering it to $10,592,120. He thought that was fair. And they agreed to it, too.
What? So it was lowering it?
Just a hair.
Just because the older building.
Yeah, market is. He said market's around $55 a square foot. So Daryl said, all right, I'll give you that.
What's the land value of something like that?
Land that we are at to $1 million.
Okay.
182. 1590 H Avenue. 5.44 acres of land there. The current value is $383,945. He's asking for $329,630. He says his property has gone up over $100,000 since he bought it. Assessed value was increased last year.
He's got a rental property on that also.
Yeah, there's two houses on the property there. The one is a rental. He gets $600 a month for it. And claims that electricity and siding are dated in it. We looked at the values of it. The main house is quality is 3 and condition is 3. In the smaller house, quality is 2 and condition is 3 also there. And, we've got some large outbuildings there.
Okay. In two homes on it.
In two homes on it.
So 383?
I'm sorry.
383, you said, right?
Yeah, 383.
945.
945, recommend no change on it.
What was the purchase price? Or?
The purchase price in 2014 was 290. So, well, yeah. You know, I mean.
Okay.
We do have comps to support that value there. Christy has a ton of them here.
Welcome
on the back side there. We're, I feel pretty good value-wise and equalization-wise.
Okay, Violet Lane, do you have any idea where that is?
South Regina.
Yeah.
One of those cultures?
Behind Bankhurst.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a comp for the Regency house we just had. He just bought it.
Yeah. Value right now is a 279, 260. He was looking for 202, 626, and 75 cents. I don't know how he can get that 75 cents there, but that's for another day, I guess. property value, in his opinion, has not increased over 50% in the last year. He provided some properties for consideration. Again, they were not considered to be comparables to. So that's a pretty nice house. There, we checked quality and condition there. Quality was 3.5, and condition was 4. He purchased it 2022 for $300,000.
Okay.
So our recommendation is a no change at 279, 260.
Yeah, paid 300 for it.
Yep. That's kind of a key.
Yep.
Okay, 185. This was a mail-in. Value was 283, 270. And I think they filled out the form incorrectly there. They were looking for a value of 177, 780. And I think the individual that filled it out there may have been just looking at the value for the improvement. If you add the land to that, their requested value was $211,530. No information was provided. No accounts.
This is Vernie Larson's.
This is Lance area, right?
Yeah.
It's like Vernie Larson's old house.
He's two houses from Lance, I think. Two or three, yeah. Same street, same size street.
Yeah. No brainer. Like you said, hasn't been looked at.
No.
Caught for.
They were undervalued for a while.
Wow.
Okay, 211. Yeah, okay.
We looked at a comp in the neighborhood there, sold in 2021 for $332,000. Our recommendation is a no change at 283, 270.
Okay, we're at 89. 189?
Yeah, this is in Rotunda. It's a vacant lot. And it just didn't calculate right.
Albertson's bought half. I can't remember the other guy bought the other half. And it reverted back to a full lot value. So they both protested. So we'll put it back to what they actually paid for it.
So this was legitimate. The purchase price was, $19,500.
They split it.
So we actually, we agree with the purchase price. I agree with Christy and that, so.
Maybe if he licenses his vehicle.
I noticed that. I don't know how that works.
Own a business in South Dakota, he tells me.
He has a business?
I don't know.
He works for Pomp Tire.
I don't know what he does.
191, 305 East 34th Street.
142 to 162, 660.
Right. No information, no comps. His statement was that... average homes appreciate 4 to 10%
a year.
He didn't say. Don't know what the term, period of time is. There.
Okay, no brainer.
Quality and condition look reasonable.
He purchased the property in 21 for $170,000, so our recommendation is a no change of $162,660.
Wow. I mean,
they get to set their own value when they buy it. They're setting
198,260. Martin Rohde?
Oh. This was Doug Elvig's. Did we do anything? No, we didn't do anything with it. We no changed it.
Good.
Well, 99 is Marty and Patty Rohde. Doug did that one. They did provide some pictures. I didn't lower it, and I think he said, yeah, no. And they have a new house. They moved out there, and we didn't even have it. Granted, it's not sitting on the basement yet. They bought it from Northeast.
What number was that one?
199. Okay. They have two houses. They have that one. They moved out there, and then they have a big old four square.
Big house from Northwood.
Yeah, and it's sitting on a basement that's flooded. Did they not put drainage in the basement? We haven't quite figured it out yet. So we no changed it for now, and then we have a look-see lure to go out there to see the new house when they get it set. So Doug said don't change it.
Okay. Case number 205.
1518 Edwards Avenue. This is a manufactured home. He indicates that they depreciate over time instead of increasing. We looked at, this is a double wide, by the way. We looked at quality of two and condition of three, and looks reasonable to us. And those ratings are also indicate an equalization of a double wide.
So it went to 199 to 132, is that right?
It went from
99
was,
to 132.
Yeah,
it was
99 to 132. Yeah.
He was asking 198 for it. Our recommendation is no change of 132 to 140.
Okay. 216.
Dwayne Saltzman, 6 acres, rural Hubbard is the area. It's got a few outbuildings on it. Just felt it was overvalued.
Did it say 31 to 33?
Right. Yeah.
32.
Almost 32 to 33.
Almost 32 to 33.
The outbuildings are
nice. I was trying to make it sound a little better.
No change.
Okay. Is that the only one that person has?
No.
Okay. I was going to say there's a reason why 219.
210 East 31st Street, South Sioux City. This one we had
not wanting to open.
Don't like
wait,
that one.
Oh.
It's tired.
Yeah, I've been working pretty hard. Well, it's a small house in South Sioux.
Did you say East 21st?
East 31st. Yeah.
Both Stacy Bianchini's.
She gave us a picture of.
She said there's no basement finish, so we did have basement finish. We took it off.
Took it off, and then I concurred with Chris's recalc at 147.80 to equalize it. I'm sorry, 147.
285.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so scoop right there. Let me look at that. 140 to 167 to 147.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't
finished basement. Finish.
It's in a good location. It's a nice little house.
It's 147.
Yeah. Okay, 223.
That sweet spot, right?
The storage property there, 2.41 acres of land there. No improvements have been made. The roads are poor in their opinion. Mm. Again, we did not assess for roads. We looked at quality and condition. We made a slight change in the quality from a 3.0 to 2.5.
This isn't Storkville?
Mm-hmm. Pardon?
This is all in Storkville?
Yeah.
Yeah. conditions stayed the same. Don't make any calls on the road conditions out there. Due to the change in the quality there, we do a slight reduction in value to
106?
106,630. That was from 111,300.
92, 106, okay.
So with the change in quality there, we went down to 106,630.
Okay, we were at 224.
excuse me, this is Villazette Crystal Core, 224, 225. This is an upcoming TURC case as well. It's low-income housing. I think we go in October for these ones. We know change them for now until we hear a difference from the TURC.
Makes sense.
And that's 224 and 225.
Is that it for the day?
We have those two. We were going to go back to the office and go look at 41, Kurt Erickson. It is the 202-900, Sam. Sam's correct.
41 is going to go to, let's see, let's just pull it up real quick, sure you can read, please.
That's Dakota City. That's that two-story house on the...
That one that had remodeled.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, we just made a slight condition reduction, and the recalc is...
So 202-900 is what you're going with, okay.
And then 51...
Get this so I get it right in minutes. And which one?
51, Jessica Pinoza.
Fifth Avenue, South Sioux.
That did go to the 239.
Fifth Avenue or Third Avenue?
Fifth Avenue. 525th.
She might have given a comp for third, yeah.
That one is 239465, Sam's correct. On the value.
239465.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a quick question on the beating this dead horse on these comps. So if I'm protesting and I come in and I have comps that are good or not good, then you guys, do you say, well, here's what we used to compare? Here's what we use for comps with your house.
If like a lot of times this year, Christy and Melissa have been on the ball, and they've given us the comps before we even sit down. So I've got their protest, and I'll say, okay, well, here's some of the sales, and I'll literally just show them. I'm like, if you want a copy, I'll give it to you. But I mean, some of them, I don't, you know, if you go through them, you look at them, you're like, I don't know how you compare this to that. I mean, it's like they're not close. But I would say at the end of the day, I mean, I guess we try to empathize a little bit.
No, and I think, Christy, I remember you saying that too, that you had a book.
Yeah, you're not going to find something exact.
Right.
Sounds like Bob's getting ready for protesting.
No, I'm never going to protest. I'm never going to, but you know, it's good to have the answers to questions that people want to know. Like, hey, I go in there every year and I can't, you know, I don't get anywhere. Like,
nothing at 245.
I don't know. Talk to, you know, whatever.
Bob, you'll be prepared for next year.
Yep.
I like the way Marty's thinking because it is. I'm going to protest to you, Bob. Not really. Okay. If we're done with the protest hearings, we're going to move on to two consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes on June 26th.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, second. Marty and Troy. Call roll, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Okay, new business. Christy, requesting anything?
Yeah, I do have that one for Dave Jenkins. I'm sorry, I didn't bring mine. I thought we were doing it.
I think I did see that.
This is an equalization issue. He is a irrigated piece of ground. We didn't have the irrigation, so we are going to give him another 30 days to protest. I doubt he will. And it's ag.
Which piece of property is it?
It's over by Cottonwood Flats.
Where's that?
Cottonwood Flats over that area. He rents it, he actually rents Kurt's ground.
Yeah.
So Kurt's trying to get us on this. But so I am going to raise him to what he should be, and then Kurt will have no beef with us. Yes. And this is one compared to Kurt's three.
Oh, he'll have a beef.
He'll try to do it, but yeah. If we send this out, we're covered.
Yeah.
Right. He can't say we're not equalized because he's using this piece for all his comps.
So, do we need to make a motion on that?
Yeah, because it'll have to be a omitted property. We'll have to send out a...
Okay, so on the Jenkins Family LLC, the new taxable value is 262,785.
Yep.
And you just need approval on that.
Yep.
So moved on that.
Second.
Bob. Here we go. All Scott right. and Bob.
All right. Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Troy?
Yes.
Anything else?
That's all I got.
That's it? Mail emergency business tree?
Nope,
none. No public comment. It is 11:37. Thank you, folks. We are adjourned.
So, the building they were building at IVP had a building.